Blog Talk Radio.
Golden dreaming beauty man, is it only fantasy? Sometimes one can't help but wonder, will it ever truly be? Some people keep on saying, all is illusion and lies. Why is it so hard to believe? There are better days to see. So it seems like the world is tumbling down. It's the darkest time of night. Right before dawn, here comes the time of the Lord. Here comes the time of the Lord. Here comes the time where all the people is united and share in a wonderful world.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we've been blessed to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You now tune into blogtalkradio.com. Ever we have the higher frequency within blogtalkradio.com, I would humbly suggest we call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 531. Meditation equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul Program, presentation number 21. Blessed is our Creator, Baruch Hashem. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessings upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, we're now broadcasting live at 10:02 Eastern Standard Time, live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unifying Souls, actually. Program content will focus on cognitive meditation, information, plucking inspirations from the elucidations of Rav Hillel Farach, a trusted disciple of the Mittler Rebbe, direct descendant of King David and King Solomon, whose work, Shaar Yichud, the Gate of Unification, is the inspiration for this programming series. The call in number is, to listen in, 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. Give you an idea of where our short-term and long-term visions for the recovery of the full actualization of human family experience is and will be, Bezat Hashem, until the coming of our righteous Messiah, Mashiach Tzidkenu. The text for today's program is Divine Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Torah Bible Study, Children of Israel, Children of Noah, Meditating to Eliminate Hatred, Jealousy, and Competition Not Needed. Shaar Yichud, the Gate of Unification, Mittler Rebbe, Rav Hillel Farach, Chabad Chassidus, Inner Dimensions of Torah, Inner Understanding, Analytical Torah Study. Without further ado, we're going to turn on the music, which is being performed via a wonderful CD called Generation Redemption. Here Comes a Time by Rabbi Isaac Baton, the president of the Blessed Beit Mazal Shul, located at 1433 President Street, where our prayers, with the help of the Most High, will transpire this coming Shabbat, starting at 10 a.m. Beit Mazal is located at 1433 President Street, located between Kingston Avenue and Albany Avenue in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn, New York. So without further ado, we're just going to turn down the music because we've got to get in with the shoe. Sorry, Rabbi Isaac. Oy vey. Oy, yeah. Just want to mention, blessed souls, that as we proceed on with today's humble effort, just want to mention at the end of the program, I hope you'll stay tuned to the entire program, I'll be talking, reflecting a little bit more about this blessed event, which I hope to continue to dialogue on, because some points were brought out or there were actually goals developed at the UN, which I think are worthy of consideration to share with you, blessed souls, on the airwaves as I am right now, or will at the end of today's humble presentation. So let's go further into the presentation, and we could talk a little bit about that gathering at the UN on November 9th, just 3 days ago. Blessed souls, intellect is composed of three general cognitive components. Cognitive component number one is Chachma, tertially defined as wisdom. Cognitive general component number two is Bina, tersely defined even more so as understanding. And cognitive general component number three is Das, the most tersely defined, even though I'm using two words here now, paradoxically, as knowledge and sensitivity. Now these three general components, cognitive components of intellect, illuminate from above, shining down upon our blessed emotional capacities, and with our efforts through our prayers and acts of kindness and the blessings of the Most High, as well as our Torah study, can in fact manifest in some form of condensation, a form of accessible empowerment and elevation of our ability to love, to fear, and synthesize those two emotions into a beautiful harmony with which to share with other blessed human beings. However, before there is an experience of sublimating one's love slash fear slash beauty or synthesis scenarios, there is a unique opportunity to develop a slow but steady ascension of self-awareness, of deepening, broadening, extending one's cognitive development via meditation slash contemplation, review of one's analytical Torah studies, which can resonate for any human being, he or she, inner understanding, if they make the effort to attain such inner understanding. Consider, for example, blessed souls, your wonderful, blessed human eyes. With your wonderful, wonderfully blessed human eyes, you can perceive mundane matter with them. With your wonderfully blessed human eyes, you can perceive wondrous matters with them. And with your wonderfully blessed human eyes, you can perceive a range of matter that does not fit the terse descriptions of mundane or wondrous. For instance, did you know, blessed souls, embedded within your blessed human intellect, there is an eye called Ein Shel Seichel, the eye of the intellect. This is a spiritual power or potential or unification, which can be used to superficially learn a Torah concept or can be used to thoroughly immerse oneself in one's study of a Torah concept. This spiritual power, the Ein Shel Seichel, the eye of the intellect, or potential, or unification experience, is found within the sephirotic conduits, the sefirot, of Netzach and Hod. Netzach being, that is a conduit for channeling down godliness into this world and human awareness, relates to a branch of one's love or kindness that one has developed or has been educated about, which perseveres to bring down that kindness or love which emanated from the human mind and is now traveling down to the rest of the part of the body. Then the sphere or the divine conduit of Hod, which is an embellishment and can be the offspring, the outcome of that Midas HaNetzach, sense of conquering, persevering to the point of not giving up. Excuse me. Hod is the beautification of Netzach. Excuse me. Excuse me for that coughing, bless. I still haven't kicked that 2-week-plus cough of mine. So Hod is the beautification. For instance, you build a home, the Hod of your home is not the essentials of the essential building structure, but say like the carpeting you lay down, the painting that you apply upon the walls, the paintings you hang on the walls, and hopefully you have a beautiful collection of Torah books written in oral Torah tradition, writings. That would be the Hod. So the spiritual power or potential of unification found within the Sefirot / conduits for channeling down godliness, Elokus, divinity, of Netzach and Hod are embedded within, in fact, a spheriotic conduit known as Chachma, which we talked about, which is one of the three general cognitive components which we experience in our daily lives, blessed souls, which is a quality of the eye of the intellect whose biological station is actually to be found within and embedded within the blessed human brain. If one chooses to use the eye of one's intellect to cognitively pass over a Torah concept in cursory, superficial, fact-finding style, without any real interest in restraining one's focus to seek out the truth of the Torah concept, any human being, he or she, may develop an attitude that Torah concept does not have a purposeful place in his or her life at all. Heaven forbid, chas v'shalom. On the other hand, any human being choosing to activate an experience of qualitative analytical Torah study, which entails restraining oneself cognitively, emotionally, spiritually, while cognitively glancing at the depth of any particular elucidation of the Torah concept he or she are learning, why should this process or experience transpire? Because, blessed souls, it's driven by a desire to extract out a truth out of that Torah concept he or she are learning. Any human being, he or she, should not be surprised via their endeavors and blessings from the Most High when they merit to grasp onto the power, I should say, they grasp onto the purpose of that Torah concept, meaning it will have purposeful meaning in their life. And that's a positive outcome relating to a purposeful elucidation. So if the elucidation becomes purposeful for you, you'll find it has a purposeful application in your life, wherever you might be standing in your life, or sitting in your life, or laying down in your life, or full of ambivalence within your life. But that powerful elucidation emanating out of that Torah concept that you're learning with a sense of restraint and a sense of trying to seek out the truth, that powerful elucidation is connected to three general dimensions of any Torah concept, which we have viewed many times and we will continue to review many times as long as we're still plucking inspirations from Os Alef, chapter 1 of the Mittler Rebbe's Shari Yuchud, the Gate of Unity. And as Rev Hillel parenthetically qualified for students of meditation, inner understanding, and analytical Torah study, to perceive any Torah concept with a tangible comprehension is extractable from within the basic understanding of any or that particular Torah concept. And those three general dimensions that we're talking about are not the three general cognitive components, because they themselves carry within themselves these three general dimensions, namely the omek va'or, the depth of the concept, the length of the concept, and the breadth or width of the concept. Please recall, blessed souls, as we draw to a conclusion to the presentation today, the main body of the presentation, the rochav of any Torah concept is a, or the breadth or width of a Torah concept, is a qualitative elucidation of a Torah concept revealing a database which provides various perspectives of a Torah concept down to the tiniest and smallest of the details, which unless one studies that Torah concept in such a manner through the process of Iyun, analytical Torah study, in order to extract out of that inner understanding, to contemplate upon that inner understanding, one becomes totally unaware of that concept unless one, another person, shares that with them. So, with that being said, we're now just going to talk a little bit about this November 9th summit at the UN headquarters, which was hosted by the Mission of Panama to the United Nations, and I humbly offer up a prayer and a blessing to the Mission of Panama, which was represented so in such a dignified manner by Ambassador Flores. It was the Interparliamentary Coalition for Global Ethics, Multi-Track Diplomacy, Institute of Noahide Code, NGO, ECO-SOC, mobilizing culture and religious ethics to promote the UN post-2015 developmental goals. In a moment, after I pluck out something that Mrs. Flores or Ms. Flores spoke about, I want to read those 17 goals and give you a homework assignment to plug in. How would you would understand, looking at a human problem, or 17 human issues, which are problems until solved. Ambassador Flores had pointed out that there was only one child in that room, which was room number 6 downstairs, inside the belly of the United Nations, where I was. I didn't see the child, but she mentioned her 7-year-old child was there. I don't even recall her mentioning if it was her daughter or son. But she said, my child is the only child here at 7 years old, and I want them to have a continuing sense of opportunity for their generation, because it's my generation's responsibility to make sure we go, and here I'm adding a little something in my recapitulation of what she said so briefly, that we go from generation to generation. So here are these 17 goals coming out of the UN post 2015 Sustainable Development Agenda. Number 1, no poverty. Number 2, zero hunger. Number 3, good health and well-being. Number 4, quality education. Number 5, gender equality. Number 6, clean water and sanitation. Number 7, affordable and clean energy. Number 8, decent work and economic growth. Number 9, industry, innovation and infrastructure. Number 10, reduced inequalities. Number 11, sustained cities and communities. Number 12, responsible consumption and production. Number 13, climate action. Number 14, life below water. Number 15, life on land. Number 16, peace, just, and strong infrastructure. And 17, partnerships for the goals. And if you want to learn more about it, let's tell you, you can go to www.un.org/sustainable development. So the homework is something I'd like to give you, Blessed Souls, as we're about to conclude, and we'll be segueing as we normally do with Brother David Dolm's wonderful music. Considering no poverty, even if one is economically self-sustaining with the blessings of the Most High, there is a type of poverty which all of us need to eliminate with our own human life experience. And if we can illuminate it with the blessings of the Most High, to eliminate this sense of poverty within ourselves, then hopefully we can encourage others, exemplify for others, and help others reduce the poverty within their own personal lives. I'm not talking about their economic well-being. There's an oral Torah tradition, Ein Oni Ela Badas. There is no poor person except one who is lacking in knowledge. And as we mentioned before, in our terse definition of one of the three general cognitive components, Das is knowledge and sensitivity. To elucidate a little bit more on that third general cognitive component, that sensitivity is being able to connect to the essence of the matter. So if we can empower ourselves with the knowledge of Torah, Blessed Souls, or unwritten Torah traditions, and meditate upon them, get involved in inner understanding, seek out the truth of the matter through our analytical Torah study, we become enriched. As there is another oral Torah tradition, Ein Asher Ela Badas, meaning there is no rich person except for one who is truly knowledgeable and has a sensitivity to the knowledge he or she has gained in their life. And if we can do that, and if we go into the depth of this concept, no poverty, the omek, and the orech, and the length, and the rochav, and the breadth, or the width of this matter, hopefully someone hearing this program live right now, or eventually hear the archive version, will come up with a seminal idea that he or she can develop on their own or partnership with other people. And eventually, and may it transpire speed in our days, that we can actually eliminate poverty from the face of this earth, spiritual poverty and economic poverty. Well, that's the machinations of your humble local, international, cyberspace Torah activist, Don Goodman, and we're going to end off right now with Travis's song by Brother David Domo, Help Us Get Back Home. Help us realize and internalize our Tzelem Elokim is no dream. Our divine image will help us get out and scrimmage in the blessed experience of our human lives. And just remember, bless those, because I don't want you to forget. You've got to do good, even though that might trigger anxiety and agita and ambivalence. And some people, apathy. Hashem Yirachem Aleim. Hashem should have mercy upon them. But where would this come, this empowerment to do good? Because if we go into the source of our goodness in each one of us and what we've done, which we can subjectively say is good and others can say objectively has been good, is because a teva tov lehetiv, it's the nature of the good to do good. The Creator is the source of all goodness, implants within us that goodness to create, develop, to be proper stewards. There could be, in fact, 7 billion plus productive, happy, dignified, living stewards of this earth, otherwise known as human beings. And a song to help us along that way is this song by Brother David Dome. Excuse me. Excuse me for the cause, for the pause with that coughing stint. And to help us get along is a song by Brother David Dome, Travis's song. And hopefully all this will manifest in the way of Ahav Echad, one love, Gur Echad, one destiny kolon for all of us, B'darchi Noam, in a pleasant way, D'archi Shalom, in a peaceful way, L'ham Sheikh, by Hashem Yisbarek, to be continued with the help of the Most High. Take care, everyone.
Just a man and a prayer. I pray.